Hi, I'm Stan. I'm here with Christian Heilmann. In this part, we'll be talking about Edge HTML. What is your view on that and rendering modes in general?
Edge HTML is the new rendering engine in the Windows 10 browser, which used to be Project Spartan, is now called Microsoft Edge. Yeah. What we did with the browser engine is, instead of building an engine that is standing on its own and does its own things like Internet Explorer 9's engine did or Internet Explorer 6's engines did, we now have an interoperable engine. So from the very beginning, we started a browser from new, from a new code base or a fork from the old one, and got rid of all the things that were only IE specific. Instead, we put all the things in that were agreed by other browser makers over the last few years in the HTML5 standards and other interoperable standards, and we put this functionality in there. In short, what Edge HTML is, it's a modern evergreen browser on Windows 10. So if you wrote things that work for Chrome, you can actually be quite sure it will run in Edge as well. So instead of telling people, oh, our browser does these extra special things and other people do other things, all browser makers have realized that this is not the future. The future is to be interoperable with each other and make each other compete on the interface of the browser or the services that your company provides with the browser in the operating system.
So that means we should stop thinking about browsers, think about standards instead.
I think the biggest problem that we have is that people think there will be one browser to rule them all, and will never be the case. End users have the right to use whatever browser they please, whatever operating system they please, and whatever machinery they want to use the web. That's what the web is about. So thinking about that, you have to, as a developer, start embracing standards and get rid of that idea that the browser that you have and you love is the one that your end users have. That's never the case.
Now you know about rendering mode, let's see how you can use that in your own products. As of HTML5, things got a whole lot less complicated in terms of rendering modes. We used to have a specific rendering mode for HTML4, XHTML1, and they all came with their own specific DTD or document type definition. On top of that, Internet Explorer introduced document modes. They enabled us to force a website to use a specific rendering mode, but that wasn't always the best thing. When developing for the modern web, you want to disregard all those specific rendering modes. The rendering engine will take care of the rest. Now let's see what that looks like in code. In the site layout of my demo website, I noticed that the current document type being used in every page mentions the XHTML 1.0 transitional DTD. In order to be compatible with the modern web, I can just remove the whole declaration, including the XML namespace on the HTML tag. Instead, the only thing I might want to add is the language that is being used in my website. Another thing I've noticed is that there is a specific line in there that will make my website render perfectly in IE8. If I want to be compatible with the modern web, I can just remove that line as well. By doing that, I just made my website compatible with HTML5 rendering mode and the modern web.